Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Sing along time.
And we've got a thespian in here. A master thespian.
Adam Crowley's already in.
I think he should sing most. He was
Adam,
a theater major.
You know the words?
I learned them from you guys at the karaoke party.
You want to start with the first opening line?
I don't.
I drive a million miles.
Donnie, you're next.
To be with you tonight.
I don't know all the words.
He's eating.
Turn up your radio.
Magical line.
The words we use are strong. They make reality. But now the music's on. Dance with me.
Comes deep voice,
oh,
guy.
Yeah. Get up, move down. Get up, move it down to the ground. Get up, move down. Get up. Don't hang me on the party line. Everybody have fun tonight.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody have fun tonight. Everybody Wang Chung tonight. Everybody have fun tonight. Everybody Wang Chung tonight.
All right, so we got an hour left.
Everybody have fun.
Then Crowley has to do his third show of the day. Crowley's still exhausted from going to Knob Gobbler. I mean, I did it again.
Knob Gobbler.
To Gobbler's Knob with the morning guys for the Groundhog Day thing the other day.
Round the
That Crowley has promised that tonight's show starting at 6 will be the worst show that's ever aired on this station.
And his selling point. His mouth is writing a check that his ass can most definitely cash.
Oh, I can cash it. I'll just play the Tyler Kennedy question over and over and over again.
Good start.
I would like that.
I thought that might be somewhere on the show running down.
I think you should have prepped a little bit for this awful show, and we all should have done our best version of the question. Like, we get the script, and we try to ask the question in the most offensive way possible. And then you just see who did it worst.
See, I don't even think I have a governor for that, clearly. I don't know that I would look at it and think it was odd. I'm so out of it, guys. It's going to be terrible. The brain's not spinning. The stomach's bad.
Is it a hangover? Is that what's going on? Is it a two-day hangover?
Yes.
Is it a fog?
Were you
that
the
you're
most
in,
drunk
a brain
of anybody
fog?
On the show?
Of anybody on the show?
Did you party the hardest at that, Ed and Punxy?
I think Doran partied the hardest, but I think he has the highest threshold.
Doran, I once did a show where he was spectacularly hungover with me.
He
in
was
State
throwing
College.
Up on the air.
I picked him up from his house. He had just come back from a wedding, and
he was yakking
he was
on air.
Florida,
he was dry heaving.
Walks out to my car, acts normal. Kind of goes, hey, man, do you mind if I nod off? I know it's a long trip. I'm sorry. I said, sure. And then he was puking on the walk over to where we were broadcasting from at Penn State. He was dry heaving on the air. He fell asleep on the way home. He was in such bad shape, I actually felt bad at him and not mad at him.
Yeah,
bad for him.
On the way up, Doran and I had a wonderful conversation, getting to know each other even better personally. And we're great friends.
Who drove?
I drove. And then on the way back, nary a word was said because we were so kicked.
Crowley, let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
If in some absurd universe, the Pitt men's basketball team went on a run,
mm-hmm.
and they make it into the national championship game in April, and they're playing UCLA. Are you rooting for Pitt to cut down the nets?
Are you kidding me?
Okay. Just wanted to make sure. Because Mueller said earlier...
Like, are you kidding me? The answer is obviously yes. Because
Mueller said earlier if West Virginia did that, he'd root for them to win that game as a Pitt fan.
Well, much love to you, my friend, but in no way could I root for Pitt to win a national championship.
Okay, so now it seems like you and me are at least more aligned than the guy with the hunting hat across from me.
Close-minded, hateful guys. That's all right.
Donnie said earlier in the show that he's thinking about buying a Jason Kelce jersey. Now, I know. I said at 2 o'clock, I've lived here 13 years. I feel like I have a decent sense for the people who we talk to and who I talk with every single day. I've been under the impression up until this week that Pittsburgh sports fans hate Philly teams. And these two guys are telling me I'm wrong. That there's not, like, yeah, there's a Flyers hate.
Yeah.
But no, people in Pittsburgh are cool with Philly, which is mind-blowing to me. I am completely nonplussed.
I'm not cool with Philly, but I think most people are probably indifferent.
These two guys say that more people here are rooting for the Eagles than the Chiefs.
You have way better reason than either me or Donnie to root against the Eagles, to root against the Phillies, etc.
Well, if you grew up a New York fan, you hate Philly teams and vice versa. But Philly fans, I feel like, hate Pittsburgh people. I feel like they hate Pittsburgh teams. I feel like they look down on Pittsburgh. They make fun of us. They have really no reason to, but they do. I've been around enough of them to know that.
I had a beer dumped on me at a Pens Flyers game.
Okay, but that's the Flyers part of it. That's universal. All Penguins fans, all Pittsburgh sports fans,
I actually hate the Flyers fans.
But somehow Chris is separating the Eagles fans from that call.
I was there this year. Eagles Steelers.
And?
It wasn't as bad as it was all cracked up to be. Not for me.
Were you wearing black and gold?
No.
There you go.
I was a chicken bleep.
You wore a Phillies hat.
Not to the game. To the game, I wore some stupid bar hat, and I wore my Odyssey
shirt.
But if
Donnie walked in here on Super Bowl, the Friday for the Super Bowl, in an Eagles jersey, wouldn't you be like, what are you doing here?
You can't do it before the Super Bowl, Donnie, but I think Donnie, as the offensive lineman.
Yeah, see, here's where Pony is, of course, leaving out a huge part of the story.
He wouldn't do that.
It doesn't have to do with the team. It's just my admiration for the player. The guy is one of my favorite non-Steeler.
That's right.
He is a borderline Hall of Fame center.
Because if I had admiration for Ed Reed and I walked in here with a 20 purple jersey on, that would be fine.
Sick. Gets the blood boiling just thinking about it.
I think that's a little different too.
But how? All right. Admiration. If you have admiration for a player, what difference does it make?
I would have no problem doing that.
Donnie,
I don't wear jerseys anymore, but I would
have.
The
Philly thing
is
so overblown.
Elitist Chris Mueller over here doesn't wear sports jerseys. You want to wear a Jason Kelce jersey. That's
I'm the
ridiculous.
Only sane person on this show today, Crowley.
I mean, listen here. Donnie, this is an offensive lineman, and I know you're a football guy. Like, the football guy. Different football, Donnie football. I mean, how many times are you actually watching Jason Kelce play? The Eagles are on your watching him.
Well, an awful lot now because his team's always in big games.
That's true. And your eyes are fixated on the center position.
They got a pretty damn good offensive line.
Donnie
led by him.
I don't
believe
it. Donnie is not one of those amateurs who watches the ball. He watches line play.
You guys, so Chris and Donnie, when you see the city of Philadelphia, if they win Sunday night and they're out there in the streets and they're partying their asses off and they're reveling in it like pigs and slop, you guys would be like, good for those fans. They deserve this. Congratulations, Eagles.
I'll be happier if they win it than if Kermit wins another one.
Enjoy your parade.
What do you got against Andy Reid?
Nothing.
Now, Mueller doesn't like the merry-go-round, the ring-around the rosy play. He thinks it's obnoxious football. He thinks it's...
Obnoxious? You're dressed like a traffic cone.
I didn't even wear my orange shoes, actually, today either. I didn't go the whole 9 yards.
Mr. Sportsmanship, all of a sudden, who hates the handshake line at the end of a hockey playoff series, thinks it went beyond the pale that they did the ring around the rosy.
It's not that it's unsporting. It's that I just wish whoever had been involved in the play prominently had gotten absolutely blown up.
Because you think it's unsporting.
I just think it's like loser stuff, and they're the ultimate winners.
It's creative. They can do it and still win, which is why I respect them.
That's why I have no problem with it.
Think about how awful a world it'll be if the Chiefs win it, boys, and we are subjected. One of the subplots here has been, wow, Juju's been really quiet on social media, and I haven't had to deal with Jackson Mahomes in forever. You don't think if they win the Super Bowl, you are going to get more of those two in your timeline?
No, because the people
than ever before.
I know more Philly sports fans than I do just Jackson Mahomes, Andy Reid, and Juju, and I don't want to see those people happy.
Yeah, you
That's
went
all.
To state college. You have to. You have to.
That's
have
what I mean. I That's what I don't get about this.
I know some
this,
good
Chris.
People from Philly, and I live there for
and
6 months.
And the bad's gotta outweigh the good.
No,
come
I met
on.
More good people there than bad.
See, I know a lot of Philly fans as well, and even though I love them, I don't. If my friends root for an opposite team, I want them to lose.
Misery loves company. Drag them down with me.
I don't want them to experience
when West
joy.
Virginia plays any other team but Pitt, I root for them and for you, Crowley. When the Giants play any other team but the Steelers, I root for ponies' happiness.
I have legitimately had people tweet the show and text me today to say, state pride.
Oh,
state.
It's not even a
pride.
State. It's a commonwealth.
Pennsylvania pride.
Here's the one thing I'll say about the PA pride thing where I think it goes out the window, and this is where, like, Ed Gainey tweeting congrats to the Eagles I think is a bad look for him. Ed Rendell, former mayor of Philly, then former governor. Ed Rendell was such a, whatever the Philly equivalent of a yinzer is, he hosted a damn call-in show for the Eagles while he was the acting governor of the state, where he would just be dealing with, like, so-and-so from Cherry Hill, New Jersey, or so, hey, John and Delco. I don't know why he sounds like a yinzer. And then Rendell's taking his calls like, I agree, John. The Giants are a bunch of pieces of it, whatever.
But here's what, are people, I guess like you, incapable of comprehending that after these Eagles fans take their Eagles jerseys off Sunday night, they put their Flyers jerseys on Tuesday night.
Yeah, but then
they're
the
same people.
Yeah,
I don't want them to have a great sports memory. I don't.
But then they have to be sad.
Like when it comes to towns, you said Boston earlier. I hate Philly as a sports town more than I even hate Boston.
I don't, because Boston teams have directly stood in the Penguins and Steelers' way numerous times. Boston has much more cause to lord superiority over
but
Pittsburgh.
Philly sports fans are obnoxious like Boston fans, and the other thing is they're ruthless, and the third thing is they're dangerous. They're dangerous people. They're ruffians.
Ruffians?
Yes,
they are. I think almost every big fan base has that, though.
Oh come
stop.
On. They are all spawned from the same sort of disgusting primordial soup,
yes,
Flyers
exactly.
fans and Philly fans.
Oh, yeah.
They have to grease these poles. They're disgusting.
Yeah, you go up to Green Bay and you
again,
better
another
you
Robert
better wear
Kraft
a bulletproof vest,
show.
Donnie. Those Green Bay fans are really going to kick your ass up there. They're going to shove cheese curds down your throat. Be careful when you're in Kansas City. They're going to make you eat too many ribs.
When I was there.
No, Philly sports fans are a-holes.
What about, I don't think they're any worse than like San Francisco Giants fans or Dodgers fans.
I didn't name them, Malsy. I was very careful about that.
Las Vegas.
They don't have it. Well, the black hole didn't move to Las Vegas, but what were you going to say, Crowley?
I was going to say, in Philly, they seem to have, at least the people around us, so small sample size, anecdotal, yada, 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 they all seem to have sort of a respect for Steelers fans because of what the Steelers have accomplished.
But now they're accomplishing
it. Mm-hmm. And I don't want to see that. The Chiefs, okay, they're there. They're going to be there for a while.
I kind of want them to succeed, though, because we just got Andy Weidel, and maybe they'll see that Andy Weidel, the team he helped build, won it all, and maybe the Steelers will hand over the keys to Andy Weidel.
Okay, but if the Steelers had hired a Ravens assistant GM, would you want the Ravens to win a Super Bowl because it makes that guy look better?
No, because they're a division opponent, and I already explained this to you.
See, I don't even root
for... This is a geographic rival, Malsy. If you're in Cleveland, do you root for Cincinnati?
They're not that much of a geographic rival. The Eagles. They're several hundred miles away.
So you don't think of the Flyers as a geographic rival?
No, I said the Flyers are in a different category here.
It's the same town!
Oh, my God!
No, I can separate. There are Penguins fans who don't root for the Steelers.
I see what Chris is saying.
Crowley?
The Steelers play the Eagles every 4 years, unless they were to meet in
Donnie,
the Super Bowl.
The internet connects everyone, Donnie.
The Flyers play the Pens, what,
let me ask
probably
you this
five
question.
Times a season?
So by
and
that,
sometimes
so
in the playoffs?
So then Steelers fans shouldn't hate Cowboys fans? They only play every 4 years.
I don't think they hate them
I don't
much
really
anymore.
Do. It's not 1970
you guys
anymore.
You don't have enough room of hate in your heart. You can. You need to expand your hate
you're
horizons.
You're saying that to Mueller? He hated Ben Roethlisberger.
As he should have.
Yeah, it is weird that I, the miserable, cynic, self-loathing, hate-filled
person,
it's like,
person, give Philly
and being
a
nice
chance.
Here. All we are saying
you're trying to twist
give
the knife
them a chance.
In Steelers fans
Crowley,
is what you're doing here.
If this segment is any indication, I think you're mistaken. I think this has the potential to be the greatest Adam Crowley show.
Can I ask you a teaser here, boys?
The problem is we're not propping him up for 4 hours.
You ever heard this one before, guys? Pittsburgh sports Mount Rushmore, who you got?
What time?
Ben or Brad? I have no idea the times.
I say do it the whole show.
I am doing the whole show.
Hey, how about here? While you're searching for original topics, can I give you another one?
Mm-hmm.
Pete Rose. Should he be in the Hall of Fame or not?
Who's the real home run king, boys?
Oh, you've got a douche.
You haven't cooked on with you?
That show's going to be so good they should cut it up and sell it by the gram.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Start your weekend off right with Archie's Famous Wings. A hilarious report from Jerry Dulac on the Steelers to tell you guys about in a few minutes. Malzi brought this to my attention. He said it during one of the breaks, and I'm like, this can't be real, but it is.
Be a hell of a fabrication by me if I had made it up.
Are you rooting for the Philadelphia Eagles in the Super Bowl? Andrew Lindberg from 93.7thefan.com, our chief writer over there, came in during the break and said that next door on KDK AM, they're getting in the Adopt the Eagles spirit, and they played Fly Eagles Fly three times on the air today.
Well,
Pittsburgh for Philly.
Philly has a sleeper cell in there. Producer
Bastardo.
Palullo. I know, Donnie. He's a big Eagles fan.
But apparently Rick Dayton, who's on the air right now, is
just going along with it.
All in on it. Pittsburgh for Philly.
So Rick's just suddenly gone turncoat on us?
You guys don't think that that's taking it too far?
Playing Fly Eagles Fly.
You think Philly, if the Steelers are in the Super Bowl, you're here we go.
No. Oh, yeah,
Steelers,
I mean, I'm not going to be doing that anytime
here we
soon.
Go.
I'm not going to be like Rick, or I'm not going to be like telling my producer, hey, book Merrill Reese for
I'm
me.
I'm sure they'd do the same thing for us if we were in. They'd be playing, here come the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Yeah. Let's hear that Pittsburgh polka one more time.
Are Steelers fans rooting for the Eagles in the Super Bowl? 412-928-9370. Here's Mike on the Fan. Hello, Mike.
Hell no.
Let's go, Mike.
Fuck the Eagles, man. Not the Eagles. I can't believe Johnny Football. I can't believe it. I thought you were taught better. What? Molly, I expected.
Thank you, Mike.
He did say not the Eagles both times, didn't he? Pony?
Yes.
Okay, just making sure. It was a little muffled. Mully. I'm not surprised.
I expected it from Mully, but I expected better from Donnie. A very disappointed Mike.
What does that say about me that our listeners expect what they appear to think are horrible takes and opinions from me? And I don't, probably nothing we all didn't already
no,
know.
No, see, that I don't think it's that. I think they expect that you are going to be on Mueller Island, or Mully Island in this case.
By myself.
And you're going to just be out there. And even though it might go against the grain or not be the popular sentiment.
Bravely take my take and hold fast to it.
Yes. That you have.
Where's that gotten me?
Right here with me. Again, you keep saying, look at how pathetic my career is when I am the person attached to you there. You've said that multiple times today. Boy, my career's really hit rock bottom. Yeah, well, I'm sitting down there at the bottom of the ocean with you too, buddy.
You're the people's champion, though. And Donnie.
Well, Donnie wasn't with Mike until this Eagles revelation. Robert's next. Hello, Rob.
How you doing?
Rob, are you rooting for the Eagles?
Absolutely, yes.
Why?
It's simple math. Philly's won one Super Bowl. KC has won two. Pittsburgh's won six. That's all you have to do is protect the crown.
Okay, I thought the Chiefs were going to go, there's still a 66% chance. I thought we were getting Scott Steiner there for a
Robert,
second.
Robert, they're still three away. They're not even halfway there. You're worried about the Chiefs, three back?
Yes. Think about what Mosley said earlier. Patrick Mahomes has been in the AFC Championship game 4 years.
He's hosted it five straight years. He's hosted it five straight years.
Okay, so let me just make sure I'm hearing you right on this, okay? So you're telling me if the Washington Commanders – played the Ravens in the Super Bowl, you'd root for Baltimore because Washington has more titles and they'd get closer to the Steelers. Do I have that right, Rob?
Yes. I rooted for the Ravens to beat the 49ers, and it was all about the rings. That's
preposterous.
It's math.
Yes, it is. Get him out of here, Donnie.
I like the comeback of it's math.
I think it's a good call by Robert.
Comeback of it's math is phenomenal.
That was a good one.
Did you look at the crown thing
like
when the Ravens
call,
played
Rob.
The Niners? Oh, no, Niners are going to tie the Steelers?
Not really, but I mean, I at least appreciate that he came in here ready to go. He did his research. He said, Malzy said it earlier. These guys are going to get back there, which they probably will pretty frequently.
Okay, there's a Malzy fan right there.
Got
Chris?
One, baby. Including, I say we've got one when I even count myself as the eligible population.
John is on the air. Hello, John.
Hey, how you doing?
John, you're rooting for the E-A-G-L-E-S
yes,
Eagles.
Are.
You didn't. You
yes,
tried to,
I am.
Pony, you tried to prime the pump against him by doing that spell out, and he said, yes, I am, without hesitation. Why are you rooting for the Eagles to fly? Eagles, fly.
You remember earlier, whenever you had the conversation about wanting to punch somebody in the face.
Yes.
I would love to punch Mahomes in the face.
Why? Because he sounds like Kermit the
Frog? No, because he acts like his shit don't stink.
Well, we got to dump you for that.
Goodbye. Yeah, can't do that one
and
anymore.
And I don't think he really does.
No, he's actually pretty likable. That's sort of the problem here. Reed is likable, too, which is weird that two people I think are very likable and great at what they do could combine to make a play like the Ring Around the Rosie play, which I hate.
I also like that if Mahomes wins, you've got the connection to the Pirates because his dad was a Pirates pitcher.
Oh, yeah. People are drawing that through line all day long. Oh, you know, forged in greatness starting in the Steel City.
He pitched like 15 games for the Buccos in 2003.
Pat Mahomes was an infielder. He wasn't even a pitcher, was he?
No, he was a pitcher.
Are you sure?
100%. I'd bet my life on that. You know what we should have Lindbergh write up on our website if the Chiefs win? This is the headline.
Son of former Pirate wins Super Bowl.
Son of Pirates pitcher wins Super Bowl. It's just Mahomes throwing a ball. Patrick Mahomes, High Sox, Twins,
man,
Mets, Buccos.
I genuinely thought Pat Mahomes Sr. played like second base and was like a light-hitting infielder.
Did you see him smoking cigars on the field saying after the game on Sunday, I'm going to have me a Joe Burrow right now, folks. He just lit up a stogie.
Have me a Joe Burrow.
Yeah.
God, I bet Donnie just loved that. Have me a Joe Shiesty.
I'm the Eagles, not the Eagles, the Chiefs, sometimes I do get annoyed just how easy they make it look. Yes. And we're talking about grinding out games where we average 18 points per game.
Mm-hmm.
But all the hate about Mahomes mostly was like about how his relatives were out of control.
That's correct.
And the whole ketchup on steak thing is a little bit odd too.
That's also not good. And it's Hunt's. It's not. It's like fancy ketchup, not even Heinz.
Is it catsup? C-A-T-S-U-P?
That's a generational thing. My dad would call it catsup, and my dad's
he would?
Was born in the 50s. Yeah, he'd call it catsup. I don't think there's any difference there, though. Ketchup in general, bad, I want to remind all of our listeners.
Here is Zach. Zach, are you rooting for the Eagles in the Super
Bowl?
Hey.
Hi, Zach.
No, no. Look, the only reason I would root for the Eagles is so that It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia could make another great Super Bowl episode.
Okay, what was it like? I never watched it. Was it a good episode? What did they do? Did they go to the game?
Oh, it was three episodes. And what happened was Dee had pink eye, and she rubbed her face on a towel. And then Tom Brady ended up rubbing his face on that same towel and getting pink eye and then prompting their interception, you know, on that final drive.
That's good.
That's a pretty good.
That's
one.
Pretty creative. Yeah, Are you a fan of Danny DeVito on that show, Zach?
Oh, man, Danny DeVito is the foulest person, like, I could think of
to be on that
in
show?
Humanity.
Hold on, Zach. You're a big fan of Always Sunny. I like the show. I don't love it because I haven't watched all the episodes, but I know some of the show, like, lore. Do you believe that Dennis is, in fact, a serial killer? Hold on. Are you familiar with the Dennis Reynolds is a serial killer thought?
No, go ahead.
I don't want to ruin. I don't want to waste time. Google
it.
Dennis Reynolds serial killer,
right, so
and you will read some fan theories.
So Zach is rooting for the Chiefs, but if the Eagles win, that's going to be your silver lining. Maybe they make more shows.
Another side note is that I'm rooting for the Chiefs. You know, I'm from New Kensington. Sky Moore, born and raised.
We love Sky Moore on this show.
Miles Sanders is from Woodland Hills.
Life and went to Shadyside. You know, I coach at the Arkan Hawks, that's what he is, an Arkan Hawk.
Nice.
That's his roots. So, you know, like, go Sky Moore, man. If Sky Moore could bring back a punt return and the Chiefs win, but, you know, makes it an interesting game, that's what I would hope
All right, thanks, Zach. Yeah, when I see Sky Moore at the Super Bowl, I'm going to remind him that you two Benedict Arnolds are rooting for the Eagles.
Okay.
After he came on the show, he was so nice to Donnie.
Mm-hmm.
He autographed that picture for Donnie that's over in the back for us.
Oh, for me?
Not for you.
The one that's sitting by your computer.
That hasn't moved an inch from your
that
computer.
That says two pony on it?
Yeah. He just misspelled Donnie. Heard you wrong. D and a P are similar.
Bill on the Eagles in the Super Bowl. Bill, are you rooting for him?
There is no way on earth I'm rooting for the Eagles. And my wife's an Eagle fan, and she can kick me out of bed for a year. It
Whoa!
Ain't happening.
Oh, how about that setup right there?
Compelling.
I do not.
You
like
got my attention, pal.
Anything.
Bill, how did you guys make the marriage work if she likes the Eagles and you
haven't
hate you, Philadelphia
haven't
so
much? Have
you
ever heard opposites attract?
I messed up when she was choosing teams. I didn't want her to be with the Steelers, and it was a big mistake. And she got hooked into the Flyers.
Hold on. Time out. You didn't want her to be into the team you were into?
Nope.
Why not?
I wanted it opposite. It makes it more fun.
Oh, so you wanted her to pick an adversary. Who did you?
Not that one.
No, okay, great, fine. I get that. You're
Listen,
a fascinating guy.
Fault.
Who did you want her to pick now? I have to know.
The Browns, so you could make fun of her twice a year?
Yeah, who are you really hoping she'd take?
Anybody but them or Dallas, I would have been.
What about
cool,
what if she had said, I love the Ravens?
I dated a Raven girl, so I already
what
know.
What happened with that one, Bill?
It lasted about 18 months.
Hmm. All right. Philosophical differences?
No, it's just we weren't the right for each
she
other.
She just loved
gotcha.
Tony Banks and Elvis Gerbach
you,
and
Bill.
Kyle Buller. That is a dude with an interesting outlook. I want whoever I'm dating, if they're not already into a team, to pick a team other than my own because it'll keep things interesting. Is that the sports equivalent of spicing it up in the bedroom in a marriage?
Donnie, could you see yourself dating...
And Sarah was just a hardcore Ravens fan.
And she's like doing the Tony Siragusa. flapping her wings after the win.
Well, I can't say I love Tony Siragusa either, or else you'll say I'm the world's biggest Ravens fan.
No, that's different because he played at Pitt.
So why can we cheer for the Chiefs? Sky Moore's Western Michigan team ruined Pitt's season last year.
You've silenced him. You've silenced him, Malzie.
I guess if you're a Pitt fan, you can't root for the Eagles, though, because Miles Sanders went to Penn State.
Yeah, exactly.
But he's also a Pittsburgh guy.
Oof. Now this is really a riddle.
You're a walking contradiction here.
This is a Rubik's Cube proposition right here, man.
You've been painted into a corner with no way out. Once again, the power of my rhetoric shows through.
Well, the other thing is, Siragusa, I don't know. Siragusa's gone now.
Oh, don't you know, there's that aspect too. What are you doing?
You know what I mean?
Oh, okay. So now you can say nicer things.
If Donnie wants to honor a man who's no longer with us, I get it.
One of the most inappropriate things that's ever been said on this show.
No, it's just me being respectful towards the dead.
So if Siragusa had not passed on well before his time, you would be hating on him. Because he played for the Ravens.
Okay, here's the thing that Donnie, again, he says, Pony, you always leave facts out when you talk about me. Here's the fact that Donnie's leaving out. He did not buy a Tony Siragusa Ravens jersey. He would not have done that. He would refuse to do that. He bought a Siragusa Pitt jersey because he would never buy a Siragusa Ravens jersey.
Now, if he bought a Siragusa Ravens jersey now, it would be okay, though, right?
Posthumously. I would want to complain about it, but I would want to respect.
Respect, yeah.
Exactly.
This is enlightening stuff from him right now.
How about a big John Ogden? That's somebody we wish we had over here.
I'm going to talk to John Ogden when I'm at the Super Bowl, and I'm going to give him a scowl the entire time.
I was going to say,
you should shake his hand and say, my producer was a big fan of yours.
You should be rude to him.
I'm going
to
give him a scowl.
If Jonathan Ogden said, hey, Pony, I actually know you. I'm a huge fan of your work. I have a great business opportunity. You'd give him a middle finger and say, you're a Raven, pal.
Once I do
a Raven,
Jersey Jerry did to Portnoy. Sorry.
Sorry, pal.
Pound rocks. I'm working with Chris Muller, who says that this is the low point of his life.
Yeah, touche.
Jeff is on the fan. Hello, Jeff.
Hey, guys.
Jeff!
How are you doing today?
What's up, man? Long time
no
speak. How you doing?
Pretty good. So I'm leaning Eagles, but here's the thing, guys. I got the matchup that I wanted. I was so invested in both the Chiefs winning the AFC Championship game and the Eagles winning the NFC Championship game that I'm kind of spent, and I am a little bit towards
invested
the attitude
financially?
Of, maybe.
Okay, fair enough. But, so you won your bets. Congratulations on all your success, Jeff.
But, I mean, I'm so spent from the energy that I expelled from that I'm actually very happy with the Super Bowl matchup, and I'm not going to be upset either way.
Jeff.
But I'm leaning Eagles, and I'm going to tell you why.
Jeff, hold on before you do. Do you hate the Flyers?
I do hate the Flyers.
These are the same people.
So here's the thing.
These are the same human beings.
Hold on. He's got his explanation, Pony. Let him go.
So here's the thing. Yes, I absolutely hate the Flyers. And the day that Jaromir Jagr signed with the Flyers was like the worst day of my life. But anyways, so I am a Sixers fan. I think I've told you that before.
Well, you're a mess of tangled loyalties, my friend. You contain multitudes.
I am a Sixers fan, so there's that. But more so than that, okay, so 5 years ago, the Eagles played the Patriots in the Super Bowl. And at that time, I was not happy about that matchup at all. Like, not even a little bit. It's like, well, there's no way in hell I'm ever going to root for New England. But the Eagles? That's the same fans as the Flyers.
I have a feeling I know what happened. You got won over by the Eagles' heroic performance in that game, Jeff.
No, he did
not. It was a great game. It was one of the best Super Bowls I've ever
seen
in my whole life.
Admit it, Jeff. Just say it out loud and say it proud.
Well, I found myself rooting so hard for the Eagles
so
as that game went on that, like, you know, obviously I'm fine 5 years later rooting for them again.
But
so
that's called what?
That.
Thank
I
you,
agree
Jeff.
With
but
Jeff
that's
there. I rooted
that's
for them
what
too.
Is that is what is called the lesser of two evils.
I found myself desperately rooting for the Eagles in that game. I was all in on the
absolutely.
Eagles. I think I might have even said "Fly Eagles, fly."
No.
Let this be known, Pony is playing it under
correct.
His own accord.
No, not. My hands are up in the air.
Yeah, after they click the mouse to make it play.
Disgusting.
Yeah, I mean, you have control to stop at any time.
Disgusting. a disgusting display.
Interesting note about that song. Every time it gets sung at Lincoln Financial, it sets a Guinness World Record for the longest word a Philadelphian has ever spelled.
Good one, Malzi. See, now you're getting in the spirit.
But I'm still rooting for him
to win. I wish we came up with something cool like that.
Like that
Why
song?
Don't the Steelers have a badass fight
Wait,
song?
Wait, didn't they rip it off the Jets? J-E-T-S, Jets, Jets, Jets.
But the Jets don't have any song Music? That accompanies it.
We could get the guy who did the, hey, yeah, ha, it's the Pony Express.
But then he would just write a song that was meant to be about the Steelers, about me.
Right. He would say, like, he would mention T.J. Watt and Kenny Pickett and then just focus very hard on the afternoon drive host.
Not that harmonica, boy.
Got Coach Tomlin, but mainly Andrew Filippone.
Oh, those were the days, weren't they? We used to have some fun on this show.
That was only a few months ago.
They drive it down the field, inspired by his takes.
Remember how great it was when we just had songs about the show?
That were about you.
We just played all the time.
That were literally 98% about you.
Oh, wasn't the great line in there, Mr. Chris Muller just doing fine?
Yeah, just sitting there collecting dust. And there's Mr. Chris Muller. He's irrelevant.
And what did he say about Donnie in that song?
I didn't even get a line.
Yeah, you didn't get a line.
Not one?
No.
I'm trying to find it here.
That was before Donnie had his meteoric rise to being a wing sensation. That was in the infancy of the Donnie football takeover. We're right now like only about 20% into it too. Donnie's signing t-shirts that are being worn by human beings at that point in time.
And very attractive women.
Eating wings, loving life.
All right, so.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Today's peak moment is presented by Nemacolin and around every corner. Nemacolin and creates real life magic for guests. Adam Crowley is 15 minutes away. He has promised that tonight will be the worst show that's ever aired on this station.
Harry Callis was back there with him too, and I went back to just take stock of the situation. Harry seems to be dialed in tonight. I said, Harry, I think Crowley is going for a very special kind of show, so bad that it's good. Without missing a beat, Harry looked me dead in the eye and said, I think I'm the right guy to produce that show. Strangely enough, I happen to agree with him.
So do I.
I think Harry Callis is exactly the right guy to be producing.
Because he's possessed by a demon.
Harry Callis has a certain knack for comedy that you can't
teach. Still has a ghost in his brain.
Mainly unintentional comedy.
So, you tipped me off to this. I didn't even see it because it was buried at the bottom of a story.
It was one of those notes on the end of a story that's already 800
words. Jerry Dulac in the Post-Gazette today wrote a story about let's make sure that teams have three quarterbacks available so we never have to sit through another NFC championship game like the one we just watched last week again.
Mm-hmm.
Reasonable take.
Also, I happen to agree with.
Also, I think an obvious take and one that has been said and written about for days.
Okay.
But okay, fair enough. He wants to get that opinion out by all means. He's like the Mo Green of Steelers reporters. He was making his bones while we were flirting with cheerleaders back in the day.
Yep.
But then at the bottom of this, he writes, Steelers were impressed by Brock Purdy.
As like its own separate couple hundred words note.
He said, every team in the league passed on him before the 49ers took him with the last pick. The Steelers drafted another quarterback, Chris Oladukun, 21 picks ahead of Purdy. A guy that got one snap in training camp and was cut.
Correct.
And it's now actually on the Chiefs practice squad. Did you know that?
chances are he'll end up being a very good backup.
I'm going to do something. I'm going to interview him at Media Day.
Chris Oladokun.
Yeah. Hey, Chris, I'm from Pittsburgh. What the F happened?
I think you should.
I'm going to say, what happened here, man? They never gave you a shot. Did you feel like the GM picked you and
nobody
and
else
retired?
Wanted you?
Yeah. So I'm going
to
make it.
What's it feel like
that?
To be coached by a real offensive coach?
So Dulac writes this. Steelers fans were impressed when they interviewed Purdy at the scouting combine. They thought he would go early in the draft, like the fourth or fifth round. Nonetheless, they passed on drafting him, just like every other team. Instead, they drafted Oladokun. So here's what I don't get about this. If Jerry is writing on good authority that the Steelers had a fourth or fifth round grade on Purdy, that's where they thought he was good enough to be picked.
Mm-hmm.
Early day three. And they took Oladokun over him. What kind of grade did they have on him?
I think he was like a second rounder.
Like,
fell to them.
Okay, if you go by what's written here,
they had like a third
at the
round
very
grade.
Worst fourth.
Right.
Like at the very worst, they're both fourth round
Unless,
guys.
Of course, it was just a Kevin make whatever the hell pick you want, and it literally doesn't matter. Which
but,
is pretty obvious.
But Chris,
what it
Kevin would
have been
the guy who was grading these guys back then.
I know. He just maybe really wanted to pick Chris Oladokun. I think there's an odd note about this really quick at the end here that you didn't mention. Jerry finishes up the note about Purdy and the Steelers' interest in him and the whole piece overall by just saying, oh, well, at least the Steelers found a quarterback at the top of the draft. I can't help but detect some sarcasm there.
Yeah, it's written that way. I agree.
I can't but help but think that he's saying the real quarterback was Mr. Irrelevant. You swung and missed, in my opinion, at least by comparison.
Do you think that the Steelers deserve criticism for drafting a second quarterback and for it not being Purdy?
If they liked Purdy as much as Jerry suggests they did, then yeah, actually. If you really liked the guy, why did you draft a different guy? A different guy who had nowhere near the major college pedigree where you could at least fall back on that. I don't get it.
Purdy played 4 years of college football at Iowa State, and Oladokun played where? At one of the Dakotas?
Wasn't it South Dakota?
South Dakota, but it played at South Florida before that.
Okay. I mean, Purdy still had a lot more polish. Oladokun was like the classic extremely raw prospect who didn't even have like tools enough that you would take a guy in like the fifth or sixth round.
It just speaks to some level of disconnect. They can try to make it sound all they want. Like there was nothing but kisses and hugs between Tomlin and Colbert. The second Colbert got blown out of there, Tomlin doesn't have Colbert anymore. And they treat Oladokun like it was a frivolous, wasted pick. They never gave the guy a shot. And look, sixth round picks and seventh round picks fail all the time. Mm-hmm. And I have to be fair here and say they found an undrafted running back who ended up being a really good player.
Correct.
So the fact that they threw away a pick is at least offset by Jaylen Warren. But
could have altered the course of NFL history had you picked Purdy.
They're sitting in the same room together.
Yep.
If Mike Tomlin has no use for Chris Oladokun,
why give Kevin Colbert the sentimental pick?
Why not tell Kevin, don't do this?
Did he just feel like it was so inconsequential, there's no point in fighting
but
it?
Okay, the Chiefs are in the Super Bowl right now. They're starting corners in this game. As of right now, if Snead doesn't come out of concussion protocol, they are going to start three rookie corners against the Eagles, and two of them were seventh-round picks. So there are diamonds in the rough. There are gems to find out there. And if the coach doesn't like a player, then I don't care how much Kevin Colbert wants to have his final pick. If the coach is going to cut the guy, what's the point?
You know what would be the insult to injury? If Oladokun ends up making the Chiefs roster as the backup.
It turns into a good backup.
And, like, Mahomes gets hurt in 2 years, and here comes Chris Oladokun, and you hear Collinsworth, you know, I've talked to Andy Reid. He believes in this guy. Oladokun goes out and throws for, like, 320 against the Steelers.
I guess it's possible if Chad Henne retires after the Super Bowl that Oladokun would be Mahomes' backup next year.
Wouldn't you give him a legitimate chance, given that he's being taught by literally the best offensive coach of this generation and getting to learn behind the best quarterback of this generation?
Yeah, and that's the other thing with Purdy. Like, if Purdy had been drafted in the Oladokun spot, is he in position right now to become Kenny's backup next year?
No.
Probably not.
He's learning all the footwork for jet sweeps, though.
Will you watch any All-Star games this weekend?
Nope.
You will not watch the Pro Bowl. I don't even know if
they don't play a game anymore.
So what are they doing
then?
They
did, like, water balloon tosses. Richie was up in arms about it on the sports call last night.
What do you mean?
No, dude, it was a water balloon toss? I don't want to watch that, dude. And I was like, yeah, me neither, Richie. And then I wanted to say, so why are we talking about it, though? But he was just incensed at the farce that it's become and that it's been for many years. I won't watch it. I guess they played dodgeball.
They did last night.
Cool. Nobody even knew it was on. Like, ESPN barely promoted it, it felt like.
Well, why would they?
Right, because it's stupid. It's something that's done for the sponsors. No, I won't watch that. NHL All-Star Game doesn't interest me either. I really don't get into any of them, but specifically not the two games. Like, hockey and football are based on physicality and contact. I know basketball kind of is, and they throw that out the window too.
Yep.
But, like, baseball is the only one that in even some ways resembles what a real baseball game looks like.
You know
like.
What I watched last night from beginning to end? I hadn't done it in maybe 25 years.
Debbie Does Dallas.
Never seen it.
Okay.
Original Star Wars.
Is that why you came in today and we're talking about what a bad guy
Darth Vader
was?
Darth Vader was a total a-hole, man.
But you couldn't even name the planet he blew up.
He was a bad, bad guy.
You said, like, the planet name that he blew up was called, like, Albon or
something. No, Andor.
Yeah, it's not. Endor is in the Return of the Jedi.
No, you're wrong.
Andor is a new Star Wars show that's on streaming.
He blew up...
Alderaan.
Yeah.
Yeah, that guy was a real jerk.
You know what? That guy was a real jerk.
He was...
But then he had a redemptive arc. But you showing that we can all be
you
redeemed.
You don't see that in the first one.
Well, yeah, because they had to do three movies.
Did they have to do three? If they had stopped at one, would people have been craving sequels?
Considering that the second one is widely regarded as the best of the bunch, I think they at least had to do two, and then you got to tie up a story. Can you imagine if the Empire just struck back and that was it? They won. We just whooped your ass. Say goodbye to your rebellion. That actually would have been great. What happens after Luke gets his hand cut off? Well, that's kind of it. He just goes back to being a farmer.
When does Luke get his hand cut off? Is that in the second one? Is that the one you're talking about?
You should watch it. Empire Strikes Back tonight.
No, I'm good.
No?
I got my fix of sci-fi.
You're going to watch, like, what do you call it, Return of the Jedi?
The best scene is still in the original Star Wars when they go into that bar and they start that boop, 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 boop,
boop. That used to be the music of Pix.
That whole situation, the one guy looked like he had balls on his face who picked a fight with Skywalker.
Yes, he did.
He had that bug character that wanted to
rip his
kill
head off.
Han Solo.
Greedo.
Yeah, that big tub of lard Jabba the Hutt trying to.
Man, Jabba really
lay
knew.
Down
yeah,
the
Jabba
best
was.
Character.
He was. Oh yeah, you've loved.
Donnie, you like Jabba?
Of them.
Donnie, put my computer up here. I'm gonna give Pony something to send him off
Is
into
it the
weekend.
Is it the cantina thing?
Yeah, hold on here. Donnie, let me know when you're ready to roll here on this one, because I know Pony needs.
When
this.
Was the last? Oh yeah.
This is Pro Bowl music. Set the Pro Bowl skills competition to this song, baby.
Original Star Wars. It doesn't hold. I don't think it really holds up.
The movie?
Yeah.
What I'll tell you right now about it is this.
I don't think it holds up.
George Lucas.
Like, I was bored by the last scene
George
where they're trying
Lucas
to blow up the Death Star.
Is viewed as just writing unbelievably terrible dialogue. Well, like, he's known for being unable to write the way people actually
okay,
talk
so
to each
it's
other.
Okay, so what I ended up doing was I kind of got bored by the movie and I just started reading about it.
Well, you knew what was going to happen. You knew the Empire doesn't just win.
There's a lot of stuff out there about how he just stole stuff from other movies
yeah,
and threw
did.
It into Star Wars.
Yeah, he did.
This whole Dune scenario.
Yeah.
You know the movie or book Dune?
Yeah, it's about a lot of sand.
And the first
sand
half
crawler.
Of Star Wars is all about sand. Mm-hmm. They're out there. That's where Luke was with Ben Kenobi.
I thought you were for sure going to mess that name up. Yeah, he just made a spaghetti western that was in space.
And Donnie, are you gonna watch? You gonna watch the Pro Bowl?
Nope.
Donnie, you gonna watch the NHL All-Star game?
Nope.
Can you tell me who the leading scorer in the NHL is right now?
Is it Connor McDavid?
Good guess.
He's good.
He's also on pace for
that. Would like pretty much be my guess.
He's on pace for one of the greatest offensive seasons ever. And I'll tell you what, we're lucky that Edmonton can never get out of their own way, because he's having the kind of career that would outstrip Crosby here if they had won some titles.
Wow.
I saved a spicy meatball for the last minute of the show.
I'm not sure that was really needed, but.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.